We're going to move on now to the second part, which is the first reading for this Sunday, and it's Isaiah 58, 7 to 10. Right away, you'll see the theme of this Sunday, which is sharing what we have with those who don't have. It's a reflection of the compassion of God. So the first reading starts, "Share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless." Ugh. Think of all the people losing their homes, their cars right now in this financial upheaval. And we have to find a way to care for them. "Clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light will shine and break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of God shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer you. You shall cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you remove from your midst false accusation and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday." This is a promise of God. God doesn't make promises and not keep them. And so that's what he's saying here, okay? This is in Isaiah 58, which is a theme of caring for those who don't have enough. And what will happen, your own light will shine. We'll see our Lord reflects this when we get to the gospel, which is about salt and light. Sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked, not turning your back on your own, and then light, your light, shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Now he's talking to the people, and their wound is idolatry, social injustice, sexual promiscuity. That wound will be healed. Little by little, you'll grow out of that if you will begin to care for the poor. I might as well quote it right now. I'm quite sure it's not the text we're going to have. 1 John 3:16. It says there, "In this we know the love." Teen agapin. "In this we know the love, that he gave his life for us." So we too ought to give our life for each other. Therefore, you see again this notion of the obligation to imitate Christ. He goes on to say, and this is his example of giving your life for another. If a brother sees a brother in need, hungry, and closes his heart to him, how can you say the love of God is in this man? The agape tou theou, in this guy, he's closed his heart to a brother who's in need. It goes on to say, "Now let us love not in word and talk, but in deed and truth." Now, there's a profound message in that text. It's not just that we love in deed and truth in the sense that we do something, but we love in truth. Now, truth for John means the revelation of the Father. And this touches on the gospel. If I love, if I'm generous, if I give of my time, if I give of my goods, people will see the Father. And that's preaching the gospel. I once had a student who wanted to do a doctorate on social justice. I said, "Do it on Matthew 5:16, which we'll see in a moment." You see, people will glorify God when they see you act like God. Show people who God is. Loving, compassionate, generous, truthful, untouched by darkness. We won't get that far, but we can approach it. Okay, Now, there's a beautiful line in here that I want to accent for a moment. You shall call and the Lord will answer. Guaranteed. If you're sharing the bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed, now do you see the difference between Christian social action and any other kind? Christian social action shares in the very generosity of the Father and reveals the Father. The motive is not just to fix up this world. When I was a young priest, I was mad at the social injustice. Of course, those were the 60s. I was ordained in 56, and everybody was, you know. And somebody stopped me short. I don't remember exactly what they said. I do remember what they said. I was arguing with Catherine Daugherty up at Madonna House. And she said in her Russian accent, all we need is love. And I said, Catherine, you got to get rid of Daley in Chicago. You know, he's oppressing the poor. And she looked at me. She said, all we need is love. Well, I thought she was a little bit simplistic. But now that I'm even older than she was when she said it, I realize all we need is love. Because whatever people need, if we have it, we'll give it to them. But it comes because the love of the Father is moving us, not because we're angry. A lot of social action comes because suffering people bother me. And I don't want to be bothered, so I'll fix them up, and now I'm self-satisfied. Not all, of course. But we don't fix people up so we'll feel good. We fix people up so they'll feel good. And that means all we need is love. Okay. So, then your light will shine. And then, this is so beautiful. You shall cry for help, and the Lord will say, Hineni, behold me. That's the expression of a servant. If you look at the beginning of the sacrifice of Abraham in Genesis, first we're told God put Abraham to the test. And then the Lord said, Abraham, and he said, Hineni. And I was at a lecture once in Jerusalem by this really great rabbi. I was over at Hebrew University, and I knew enough Hebrew to follow. I wasn't doing great, but I could get this part. And he was lecturing on Rashi, a great medieval Jewish commentator. And he came to that line, and we were doing the sacrifice of Isaac. And he said, all right, it opens up, Hineni. And he quoted Rashi. The sign of a man completely dedicated to God is that he agrees with God before he even knows what he wants. I thought, I've never forgotten that. That was 35 years ago now, or something. And so you see, you call on me, and I will say, Hineni. I'm here at your service. God will say that. That's how much he detests the way we don't take care of each other. Now, they say, I've never tried to verify this, that one of the mistakes here was that Luther said, care for the poor is the work of the state. So we kind of turned it over to the state. States don't get anything right. We all know that. They're too big. There's too many people with only power in their mind. How are they going to take care of the real poor? Now, we've got a pretty good system in some ways. But are these poor coming to know Christ? Do they have a hope for their life? A reason for living? Or are they just trying to, you know, get more for themselves and their kids? And that's as far as it goes. Do we reveal God to them? You see how important this is. And so, see, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then your light will shine in the darkness. and the gloom shall be for you like noon. That is Isaiah. Now this text, you see, is the beginning. And this first reading, therefore, sets the stage for what will be said in the gospel. Remarkably enough, the in-between reading also can help us this week. So, what is God saying here? He's saying, you become the servant of the poor, and I will become your servant. Pretty remarkable. I will say, Hineni, behold me. You see? Now, how do we take care of the poor? Love. First, of course, we organize things. If you're in a parish down in the inner city, and most of the parishes do a lot, you know? But it's got to be love. And that's why John, 1 John says, you see, let's not just love in word and tongue, but in deed and in truth. That is, do something, but do it in a way that reveals the Father, the love, the care, the generosity, the tenderness, the respect. All right, everybody, line up over here to get your soup. God doesn't say that. He says, there's soup here if you want it. I don't say we're not supposed to tell people to line up. I'm trying to make a point. We can get so hardened, so inured to suffering that we want to get rid of the suffering, but we forget to love. That's what I'm trying to say. We forget to love. And yet, I worked in a soup kitchen for a while. I've been around. But anyway, I worked in the soup kitchen, and it was hard for me to remember, because not everybody was grateful or happy. It was feeding the homeless and destitute men. And one came up to me and said, Father, look, I'm a drunk, okay? But how can I live the gospel down here on Skid Row? I thought, this man must just ravish the heart of Jesus. I said, do you ever roll anybody? You know, they're asleep and you take their money. Roll anybody to get food for money for drink? He said, no. I said, do you respect the other guys? He said, yes. I said, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. You're showing the face of the Father. And so, this is a very powerful text, and it promises us that if we will care, really care, love, and from love learn what to do, you see, then God will be revealed.